Tatlo.
72 hours?
Oo.
72 hours? Tatlong araw?
Oo.
Hala, bakit
No,
ganun?
what I'm trying to say, because we have 24 hours a day. Wait, ah. So, 8 times 3. 8 times 3, 24.
8, 16, 20. What? I don't get it. I am lost.
Right.
It's been 10,000 hours.
I like that song. It actually reminds me of you. Because
why?
The first time that I heard a song, it was actually you singing that song. Ayun.
Was it me or was it Tanya? Because I heard a song from Tanya.
Ewan ko. Baka naka noise cancellation yung tenga ko doon. Love you, Tan.
How's your weekend so far?
I hope that this will be extended. I mean, weekend supposed to be 3 days off, diba?
Really?
Mm-mm, for me.
So, we were not supposed to record tonight, but wahi, feel like recording. And I don't mind, actually. I don't mind because I'm not doing anything naman. I just finished editing the previous episode. And then here we go again, guys. So, we're going to record again. Welcome to the 7th episode.
Yeah!
Oh my God, it's the 7th episode. So, welcome to the 7th episode of our podcast. My name is Michaela.
And my name is Waki. And welcome to We Wonder.
We Wonder. Yay!
This is so fun. This is so fun, really.
This is so fun. This is so fun. Well, I just bought the premium copy of AirPods, right? He was debating. He was having a dilemma whether he should buy it or not. And he had a dilemma for like 24 hours. Oh, no, for a week. For a week.
Actually.
He was having the dilemma for a week if he will buy the premium copy for AirPods. Because it was just around 2.5. So it's very cheap, right?
It is.
In the end, Waki bought the premium copy of the AirPods nung nakaraan. And then, the next morning, he got it already.
Actually.
Tonight, we'll be having the 7th episode of our podcast. Waki, what's the title of our episode tonight?
Well, for our 7th episode, tonight will be the night.
That I will fall for you.
No, kidding aside, the title of this episode is "Does the Jeepney Stop Here?" Diba?
Any thoughts? Any ideas? Listeners, any thoughts? Any ideas?
I didn't know why I came up with this title.
Oh, are you sure they come up with good titles naman? So I don't mind.
Katulad nung kagabi. Ay, kagabi ba
yun? Oo. The last one? Episode, meet me on the next avenue.
Ah, yeah. Oo nga.
It was created on the spot. So, there. So, we will be having the 7th episode, which is titled, "Does the Jeepney Stop Here?" And it means that we will be sharing our experiences when it comes to commuting.
You know what, I believe this is really timely that we're actually under still GCQ or ECQ right now. We never know. Maybe the time that we'll release this episode will be back again.
I don't know.
ECQ. Hindi natin masasabi. So it's really timely, guys, since there's no transportation around besides Jeep. But the Jeep, actually, Michaela, do you have any transportation outside? I mean, outside your village. Do you know?
No. Sorry. I think so. I think there's tricycle, if I'm not mistaken. But I'm not 100% sure. But it's limited. So, I've never gone out since ECQ started.
You went out, pero dyan sa Bakuran. Ano kaya yun?
It's not Bakuran. It's outside. It's in front of our house.
Ah, okay. So, it's like yung binabaan natin when we took the Grab going there with Tanya.
Oh, there. It was just outside the house. I went there because the main gate, the big gate, was opened. Because... hindi ko alam kung sino umalis eh. So, they took the car. And then, since the gate was open, kasi there was just, umalis lang sila saglit eh. So, they left the gates open. So, while I was inside the house, si daddy tawag ng tawag, baby. Si baby, but ganyan. May chow-chow na pumasok sa bahay. Oo. But really, no, I was not able to see the chow-chow. Only dad. So, we came outside. So, that was the first time I ever stepped outside the gate.
How was it, Rapunzel?
It was good. How do you say that? What's the song? When Will My Life Begin? Yeah, so it was good. And I was taking pictures and I sent it to Dada. And I was like, Mama, lumabas ako ng bahay.
For the first time. And
that's Elsa. Oh no, that's
Elsa.
That's Frozen. Anna. Yeah, that's Frozen. What's for Tango? 7 a.m. the usual morning lineup. By the way, I actually call Wahi Mother Gothel. And the reason why he calls me Rapunzel is because I have bleach hair. I still have bleach hair, but the color of my hair is more yellowish. So,
like corn. Alam mo yun?
Yeah, and I don't brush my hair. Yeah, I don't brush my hair. So every time I would go to the office, Wahi will be like, hindi ka na naman nagsuklay. Or, kailan ka huli nagsuklay?
Halika nga dito, nagigigil ako sa'yo.
So, that's his job, actually. One of his job description is to comb my hair while singing Flower Gleam. No, I sing Flower Gleam and Glow pala. He becomes younger.
I become younger a second. So, guys, don't worry kasi nabago na po yung position ko. I'm not Mother Gothel anymore.
You're well, Pascal. He's Pascal now. Speaking of work, so what are the usual transportation that you use to go to work?
We can start with that. Well, with work, actually, it's like a 5-minute tricycle ride from Mandaluyong, from our house there, my Lola's house. It's like 5 minutes tricycle ride going to the office.
Oh, that's it.
Actually, how, step outside of the house.
Oh, how about since you moved out?
This needs explaining. Since
this 7 minutes explaining.
Well, from here, actually, I'll take a jeep going to Molino Boulevard. I'm not familiar with the place yet, but I think it's Molino Boulevard. So, I'll go down sa, what do you call this, McDonald's or Molino Boulevard. And then, I'll ride another jeep going to Baclaran. So, from Baclaran, I'll take a bus going to Shaw Boulevard and then another jeepney. So, guys, actually, I have not tried commuting yet, going from Cavite to Mandaluyong since I haven't done it, paano ko ba sasabihin, regularly, ayun. Hirap na hirap. So, I've tried it siguro, kailan ba kami namipad? Di ba parang a few, ano?
A few minutes later.
A few times nagawa ko na siya since sometimes kasi sumasabay ako kay Lapapa going sa work. So, ina-drop by niya ako. So, that's in Ayala. Kasi he works in Ayala. So, drop ako sa Ayala. And then,
drop by? Ay, Ayala?
Drop by lang ako. Hello! Tapos, ayun, diretso na ako ng Shaw Boulevard.
What and vice are you versa. Taking the MRT or bus going to Shaw?
I prefer riding sa bus kapag going to Shaw. And that's really early, Biha. I'm telling you. Kasi we usually leave here. So, isipin mo. Uwi ako ng Cavite at around 12 midnight. You remember my out way before is 12 midnight. So, 12 midnight, I'll commute here in Cavite. Going here in Cavite. So, that will take me around 1.5 or 2 hours.
Depends sa traffic.
And then, higa lang ako ng konti. And then, alis na kami ng 5 a.m.
My God, that's so hassle.
I know.
I don't like, ako personally, I don't like commuting in terms of switching vehicles.
Ah, yeah. I
feel you. Ayoko nun. I just want to stay in place. I don't like moving to another vehicle just so that I could go to the next stop or what. But it happens. But as much as possible, I try not to do it. So, unfortunately, I'm a fan of Grab. Even Waki is a fan of Grab and Uber when Uber was still a thing before. I used Uber and Grab before going to work. When I used to work in Union Bank, in Union Bank Plaza. Mm. But I just use it whenever I'm going home. Except for going there outside our village, there's actually FX or SUV na dumadaan sa may tapat ng village namin. So it's very convenient. Right? So from there, I just have to ride FX or SUV from here sa village namin until sa Caltex, Julia Vargas.
Yeah, I know. Dun sa Canto Mismo.
Yes, yes. So, I would stop. So, that's my stop. I would go down and then I would just walk from Caltex to Union Bank Plaza. Or sometimes if naka-chempo yung mga FX na dumediretso ng Robinson's Galleria. So, since pag dumediretso kasi sila ng Galleria, they would either take yung pa-Medical City na route or liliko sila sa may what's diba Meralco Avenue? Ano yung ano? Diamond?
Pearl Drive?
I don't know. I can't remember if it's Pearl. Is it Ruby? But definitely the other side of Union Bank Plaza.
It's the UV na dumadaan sa Strata.
That's the one. Yung pa Strata. Oh my God, Strata. Ortigas girl. Well, going home, it's actually a different story because since I work in Union Bank Plaza, I have to walk. Sometimes if I don't have the budget to book an Uber or Grab, I would walk from Union Bank Plaza to Mega Mall.
Para sasakay ka doon ng UV.
Yung UV na pa floodway. Kasi pag sumakay ako ng UV na floodway, ang baba ko mismo sa may tapat ng village namin. Instead of me taking Pasig Palengke. Kasi if I take Pasig Palengke, I would either go down in Rotonda or Palengke mismo. And it would cost me another fee because of the tricycle.
And that is 60 pesos.
Yeah, and it's 60 pesos. Special ride. Kasi walang...
O, di ba alam
ko? Wala kasi nagko-commute dito sa may part dito. Unless... tawag dito. Unless maglalakad ka. Ganun. Eh, but it's quite far. So, ayun.
You know what? I remember, lately, Michaela's actually schedule changed to a midnight shift. And not really a midnight. Maybe it's a mid-shift.
Midnight.
That's what I'm trying to say. Midnight. Pinag-combine ko yung mid-shift tsaka yung night shift.
So, it makes sense.
Ayun. So, anong oras ba yung out mo? It's like, 1 p.m. siya papasok and then she goes out at around 10. Yeah. Sometimes she goes out at around 12, same as my EOD or end of day. Ngayon, kain kami. Sige, we go to KFC or we go to any fast
my
food
God.
Or sandu. And then you remember sometimes from we're actually going to premiere in San Juan.
Oh my God, I miss premiere.
I know the best Sanggyup salad. Ewan ko ah, because I feel hope doon.
True. If you guys haven't tried premiere the Sanggyup salad, you should try. Well, I don't know if the taste differs or is different in each branch, but the one in San Juan, it's really good and the staff, they're really nice. And it's...
Anong nice kilala na tayo nung...
Yeah, they actually know us because we've been there a lot of times. And it's so good. Anyways, going back to your story.
Remember, we're taking Grab from San Juan, from Premier San Juan. We're taking Grab. It's either Mikhail... it's either the Grab will stop again at office and then she'll take another taxi and then I'll take tricycle. Or... from San Juan, we're going to have two drops, diba?
Yeah.
So, ako muna. And then, uwi na siya sa kanila.
True. That's actually quite true. And actually, whenever we're going to premiere, Joaquin and I would take cab as well. And considering that it's very near our office. So it's so with Grab, it's like a 5-minute drive, right? Or it's less than 5 minutes, depending mm-hmm. on the traffic. But normally, it's just 4 to 5 minutes. But we would still take Grab. We would still book Grab.
Do you remember that time that Tanya, you and I went out to eat? And then we rode a jeep.
Oh my god! That was the time that the first that was the first time that we went together, all three of us in Premier. So it was after our shift, and we went to Capitolio to eat Frankie's. No, it was Canto Freestyle. It was supposed to be Canto Freestyle, but Canto Freestyle puno, and Frankie's mm-hmm. was just beside Canto Freestyle. It was puno as well, and we were like, oh, ano na? So, sana tayo dito, mama. Paninindigan na ba natin? So, si Tanya, pumila siya doon sa may Frankie's. Binigil siya ng number and all. And we were like, I know, so should we still continue? And we were actually thinking of eating at McDonald's na lang because we were so frustrated. ending, we book a Grab and we went to Premier. And we lasted, and we were there for 2 hours.
Saya-saya. Yeah. I remember the days.
I remember the days.
Ah, another reason. If you guys can remember why Michaela doesn't brush her hair or comb her hair, because her shift is 1 p.m. and she's taking angkas always going to work.
Yes, yes. When did I start taking angkas ba? It was way back in August 2019. And from then, I started taking angkas every day. Actually, I'm not kidding when I said that I was taking angkas every day.
Correct.
So, I didn't have time to brush my hair. Literally. Because I was just, you know, I was just going to put shower cap on. And then yung helmet. So, I don't busy myself brushing my hair. So, I just let Waki brush my hair when I'm in the office na.
You see, diba, I have a lot of time. So, I need to finish all my emails.
Yeah.
So, I can brush my hair.
So, that's one convenient way of transportation. It's angkas. Although it was scary at first. Because the first time I tried it, I was really late. So, before that, I was taking habal-habal. Are you familiar with habal-habal?
Yes, I have taken habal-habal when I was in Cebu.
So, yon. So, sa may, alam niyo naman guys, sa Pasig, right? Grabe talaga yung traffic before sa may Pasig. So, whenever I would go to work, I would either pila sa may UV, Pakyapo. Pero sometimes kasi sobrang haba na ng pila, ganyan. So, I would end up taking habal-habal kasi ang dami din nag-offer. And then, one time, there was this kuya na naghabal-habal. And he was under angkas. So, naghabal din siya, ganyan. And he was like, Ma'am, you should, ano, ganto ganyan-ganyan. Download nyo po yung, ano, ganto ganyan-ganyan. Kasi may insurance, what, ganyan-ganyan. Ang liquid habal-habal kasi pag na-accident, ka bahala ka, right? With angkas kasi, you have insurance if you get into an accident. You're much safer because before they even, I mean, before the angkas drivers will, you know, work, they went on a training, right? And a lot of safety. And actually, the first time that I, what do you call this? I downloaded angkas and got my first angkas driver. I had like a 1 minute orientation from the kuya.
That there's an ordinance in Mandaluyong that two biological men cannot ride.
Is it supposed to be biological or just two men in general?
Siguro biological kasi kung iisipin mo ako biologically I'm still a man, 'di ba? I never have taken
okay, gets. I thought biological it means you're blood related. Okay. Okay.
Sorry. So ayun, I have never taken angkas ever. I want to try angkas.
You can try angkas naman outside Mandaluyong,
which will never happen.
Yun lang.
I mean mo eh, di ba? Kasi most of the time, I'm in Mandaluyong and most of the places that I go is in Mandaluyong.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ayun. So, and fun fact, guys, I really hate riding jeep.
Sorry.
Naalala mo,
nakakabitin. I really hate riding jeep. Hmm?
I really hate riding jeep. Yun lang. Hindi, I mean, do you remember the night na Tanya and you, inaasar niyo ako kasi, pangalan nito, parang mukha akong first time na nag-jeep going to Capitolio. I really don't like riding a jeep for the reason na ang sikip ang arte, diba? Ang sikip kasi tapos ang init. Ay, ba't may kumakahol? Sino yon?
That's not ours.
I know. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did.
How about I barco?
Yes, barco. Ferry. When we went to Camay, when we went to Camayaco. So, I have a friend of mine. Her name is Tyra. She invited us to go to Camayaco because apparently her mom has a place there in Camayaco. And so since her mom has a place in Camayaco, we actually don't have to pay anything to go there. I mean, for ferry, we don't have to pay anything. Even for the entrance, right? We don't have to pay for anything since her mom has a place there. The only time that we just paid for the transportation fee was for the Grab that we booked going to MOA. The ferry that we rode was air conditioned, so I feel like I was on an airplane. So the setting was kind of like an airplane or a bus, or you could say that the ride was like 1.5 or 2 hours. I can't remember it, but it was fun. That was the first time I rode a ferry, and it was fun. I didn't get seasick. I didn't get dizzy. But it was fun.
You know what? All transportation, sige, go ako. Kahit jeep, but not ferry, not bangka.
Bangka? Talaga. I tried bangka before when we went to Cavite. In Ternate.
Mm.
So, diba there are a lot of beaches in Ternate.
Yun. Hindi mo talaga ako mapapasakay dyan. I can still remember ba? The time. Actually, we just graduated a few days after nung graduation.
Mm.
My college friends, together with Maki, we went to Cagbalete in Quezon.
Oh!
Hindi ko talaga makakalimutan yung experience na yun kasi the capacity, the boat's capacity, kunyari ah, it's 50. We're overloaded. We're like 75. Sabi ko,
patang dami nyo?
Hindi ko din talaga alam. Naiinis talaga ako kasi pangalan nito, takot talaga ako sa dagat. Hindi ko alam. I don't know if it's base. Hindi ko naniniwala talaga dyan sa base na yun sa horoscope. Horoscope na yun.
Kasi, anong base?
Ano pangalan nito? Ano ulit?
Anong base?
Base sa horoscope na, di ba, kunyari, ako, I'm a Pisces. So, comfortable ako with water, ganito, ganyan. Guys, it's other way around. Really, I don't wanna be somewhere na near sa dagat. Alam mo yun, natatakot ako, napaparanoid ako.
Well, I like water. I'm a Pisces as well. I like water. I think it's because I grew up near the seaside in Tanay.
Sabi ko na nga ba, mawa na kay.
Oo. Pero ako si Maui talaga.
Ayoko talaga. Hindi mo ako mapapa. I'd rather take an airplane. Sige. I'll share my experience with airplane. The first time that I rode an airplane was going to Boracay. So, from Manila to Calibo. Sabi ko sa'yo, ang sakit ng tuhod ko for the reason
ang sakit ng bewang complex.
Sakit ng tuhod ko. For the reason na alam mo yung antangkad kasi antapos ang haba ng lower extremities ko. So,
yung ano ba? Kasi masakit yung tuhod mo because there's no leg room.
Yung leg room niya ang cute-cute lang. So talaga hindi naka-set up straight talaga ako.
Mga pang Leia Joy ganyan.
Mga pang ano, oo, mga Leia Joy size. Mga ano siya, mga pang mga pitit, gano'n, upong 7 lang, mga gano'n.
So, Leia Joy.
Leia Joy nga ito. So, lahat ng airplane na nasakyan ko, I went to Cebu, gano'n din. I went to Davao, gano'n din. going back to Manila from Cebu and Davao, ganun din. I went to Malaysia, ganun din. Lahat ng airlines yata na local.
What airlines? Cebu?
Air Asia, Cebu PAL, and then PAL. Lahat, ay, pinaka-comfortable ako was with PAL. Grabe yung legroom nila. Hindi na tumatama yung ano ko.
Oh, you know what? Speaking of PAL, when I was in, I think I was in prep or grade one. So, we had a field trip. And one of the places that we went to was... I can't remember the place, but I specifically remember that we were allowed to go inside the airplane. It was for Philippine Airlines. So that was the first time that I went inside an airplane. Although it was really hot because they did not turn on the air condition and what. But that was the first time that I went inside on the plane. That's it. I just want to share that I actually rode the airplane before. Although it's not flying.
You know, ang nakakatuwa when you're riding an airplane, this is the most exciting part for me. And I'm really amazed sa mga flight attendants. Kapag ginagawa nila yung, ano yung mga reminders? How to put your seatbelt on. If there's an emergency, yung oxygen will be automatically dropped. It's mask. Yung mga ganun. Alam mo, tuwang-tuwa talaga ako doon every time. So, if someone's together with me in a flight, I would say, wait lang, huwag mo munang kausapin, ha? Kasi magde-demo na sila. Really, sobrang focused ko talaga sa kanila. I would share my experience in commuting.
Kasi, in Malaysia.
In Malaysia, besh. Kasi ganito siya. There is a station, an MRT. It's like an MRT station connected to paano ko ba sasabihin? It's like connect lahat siya ng MRT nila. So, it's really convenient for everyone, lalo na kapag ayaw mapagastos ng malaki. And, alam mo ba, yung ano dito sa atin, yung rush hour, parang never ko nakita yun sa kanila kasi nagpunta kami doon on weekdays din. So, meaning, may mga pasok-pasok pa. Tapos, alam mo yung normal na MRT natin tuwing Sunday, yun yung rush hour nila. Seriously, yun yung rush hour nila, nakakatuwa.
Sana all.
I never experienced traffic in Malaysia. Seryoso. Diba? Sana all.
True.
But I still enjoy riding LRT. Yung LRT kasi, compared to MRT, here in Philippines, it's much spacious, diba?
Yeah. I tried riding the LRT when I went to Luneta Park and to Benilde.
Ay, ang yaman naman pala ng friend ko.
Huh? No, the reason why I went to Benilde was that I was meeting my cousin.
Ah, okay.
My cousin was studying. My cousin was studying in St. Scholastica. And St. Scholastica is just
across.
Benilde, right? So I went there because she was selling her baked goods, pastries, because she's a culinary student. So she's doing it, and I'm very close to her naman kasi we were on the same elementary prep and elementary school back then. So yun, that was the first time that I rode an LRT going to Benilde. So I rode the MRT going to Taft, and then from Taft, ano yung bababaan mo papuntang Benilde?
Taft Avenue Station, and then you'll take off sa Vito Cruz.
Quilpuyat? Ay, hindi ko sure.
Vito Cruz.
Oh, Vito Cruz ata. Oo. So, Vito Cruz. And then, that was it. And I was with mommy. Kasi, I don't know how to go there.
Going Benilde.
Because it was my first time going to Benilde. And then, in Luneta Park naman. That was way back in college. And that was the first time that I went to Luneta Park. And I was in second year college.
Seryoso ka dyan?
Yes. I went to Manila Zoo when I was young. But if we ever did went to Luneta Park when I was younger, I don't remember. Because the only thing that I remember was that we went to Manila Zoo. And Manila Zoo is very near Luneta Park, diba?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But
fun fact.
Second year college.
Second year college ka unang nakapa I know kasama mo si mommy mo going to St. Vincent. Okay. Sige. I'll take note of no dead ganon. Inidigaw kita next time.
Grabe ka naman. What I don't like about commuting is that there are rude people.
Mm-mm.
Rude passengers. I've experienced this thousand times, charot. Few times talaga siya. You remember that time that I went to the office and I was just not in the mood? Because of the tricycle driver.
Mm-mm.
So I was outside the village waiting for a tricycle to go to Pasig Palengke. And wala kasing dumadaan. So may tumigil na tricycle driver sa akin. Tapos sinanong ako, saan punta mo? Pasig po. Palengke, ganyan. And he was like, magkano binibigay mo? It's 10 pesos. Kasi I was not expecting na magpapa-special pala siya. Kasi that's how I do it naman eh. 10 pesos lang naman talaga pupunta. And he was like, ano ba yan? And he was like, taba-taba mo, 10 pesos lang. Or ganon.
Oo. Grabe.
So I was like, And then hindi ko pa kasi hindi pa nagsisink kasi sinabi ni kuya sa akin and I was like
because you're gonna be late.
Oo. And tas sabi ko lang 10 pesos naman talaga eh. Tas noong afternoon and I'm like hala shit ano sinabi ni kuya ganun. So yun and I realized ko siya pagdating ko na office parang wala lang ako sa mood. And then kinuwento ko sa mga office mate ko galit na galit may mga office mate ko.
Okay, kami talaga yung nagalit din.
True. I feel like I've experienced that 100 times when I was in college as well. Sa Park Leia, we all know that mga barker sa Park Leia is ang babastos.
Actually. Diba?
Ill-mannered. They just bad-mouth people. So, di ba? Hindi na pupuno sila. And doon kasi sa may side namin, puno na. And the barker was like, hindi, kaya pa yan. Kami, ganyan. And may isang passenger. Sabi ba naman yung passenger? Ano ba yan? Bakit kasi meron mga matataba dito sa mundo? Akala ko ba nag-i-exist lang mga small medium? Bakit may mga extra large at mga large ganun?
Really?
And oo. And by that time kasi, I was not the type of person. Hindi, ako kasi. In general talaga. As much as possible, hindi talaga ako sumasagot. Hinahayaan ko sila. Pero now kasi parang I can hold off the tears. Pero before talaga, as in, paluhan ako. And then, umaandar na yung jeep, ganyan. Tapos si passenger, si road passenger, ganyan. As in, nagra-run siya about sa mga matatabang tao, ganyan. So, I can't take it anymore. Kasi, paluhan na ako, sobrang iyak na ako. So, nasa may Lourdes school pa lang kami. Bumaba na ako.
Really?
Bumaba na ako, oo. Sa may, Twin Oaks. Mababa na ako doon. Tapos naglakad ako mula Twin Oaks hanggang ano ba yun? Hanggang Pineda. So, malayo-layo din yung nilakad ko.
Malayo nun? Ba't ka naglakad?
Kasi nga, bad trip nga ako. Tsaka nalungkot ako kasi si kuya nga. Binubuli nga ako ni kuya. Tapos mukha akong tanga sa gilid ng Shaw Boulevard. Sa may kalsada ng Shaw Boulevard, umiiyak ako. Sabi ko, tama.
You know what? Siguro, if you meet that guy again today, nako, hindi ko na alam. Kasi I've known
ganun pa din. Matabak pa din
yun. Alam mo yun, alam ko hindi ka papalag noon. Pero ngayon, I think some change. The tables have turned. Tignan natin pag nagkita kayo ulit ni kuya. Baka sabihin mo na lang yung line ni Ann Curtis. So stop thinking that and your twisted, psychotic, delusional little head. Ganon.
What? That's just fun. I mean, it's normal. With FX, as much as possible with FX, I would like to sit in front and then I would pay for both seat as well. Kasi diba sa atin, in the Philippines talaga, yung sa FX natin, diba, dalawa yung pwedeng umupo sa unahan. Technical tatlo, kasama mo si Kuya Driver. So normally, if walang nakaupo sa unahan, ako yung uupo and then I would pay for the other seat as well. Para, alam mo yun, comfortable.
Comfy ka.
Truth. So normally ganun. And then, pag wala, sa likod, yun yung option ko likod. Ayoko talaga umuupo sa gitna. Umuupo lang ako sa gitna pagkasama ko sila, mami, ganyan. Kasi,
I don't like sitting there.
Yeah, I know. Kasi the last time that I seated sa middle ng FX, yung kuya driver, sabi ba naman, yung pagkababa yung nasa may unahan, Neng, lumipat ka nga dito sa unahan, delikado pag nasa gitna ka. Nagigigil ako kay kuya driver, bakit sila ganon, no?
You know what? I've experienced that since, you know, it's not the same as you. Kasi yung sa'yo kasi passive-aggressive eh. Parang ganun. Yung sa akin kasi it's passive-passive. Mm-mm. So what happened was, you know, I'm gay. So in a relationship, so I had boyfriends. Nambawa, magka-holding hands kami. Inside the gym, just really holding hands. But we're not looking into each other. We're not talking. Magka-holding hands lang. Or sometimes, yung shoulder niya kasi nandun sa... I mean, yung head niya nandun sa shoulder ko kasi natutulog, pagod sa biyahe. And then, people would look na parang, ano ba yan? Tapos, and it was like, nung una talaga nahihiya ako eh. So, I'll just look away, okay, I'll let it pass. And then eventually, natututunan ko na tignan lang din sila. So, when they're looking at me, I'm also looking at them. And then they look away.
Yun lang.
Ayoko kasi makipag-argue. Pero, alam mo yun, nakapagod.
So, sometimes you can't help it. Ako, I've never tried arguing pa naman sa commute, diba? I remember one time, malapit na talaga ako sumagot dito sa may taxi driver nito. So, it was December 2018 and my college friends and I will have our Christmas party in Mandaluyong. So I had a lot of stuff kasi I cooked the carbonara and then I brought the gifts. So, and I went to Mega Mall first because I had to buy something. And then, pumila ako for taxi. So, nung nandun ako sa may taxi, so parang along the way, ganyan. Siguro mga, ano ba, nasa na, sa may tulay na. So, sa may tulay, sa may show. Right? Ito. Yung kuya, yung taxi driver, sabi ba naman, kasi ako, I like sitting sa left side. Doon sa may window. Basta doon sa may left side. So, doon ako. So, katapat ko si kuyang driver.
Mm-mm.
Diba? So, sabi sa akin ni kuya driver, ma'am, pwede po bang lumipat kayo sa may kanan? Ganyan. So, edi lumipat ako sa may kanan. So, okay, fine, whatever. Ganyan. Sabi ba niya, ma'am, pwede po bang umupo na lang kayo sa gitna para pantay? Gigigil talaga ako. Bakit kayo ganon?
You know, I experienced that bullying with my father. Seryoso, dahil dito ka nga sa gitna, umupo, hindi pantay. Okay. Okay po.
Diba? I actually don't... Ako kasi, I don't mind people telling me yung ganon. Pero, can't they say it in a, ano, no?
In a nicer tone.
I don't think there's a nicer way to say it kasi, di ba? Pero, di ba? At least you say it decently. Honestly, di ba? Honestly, that's okay. Kasi, kahit ako, nag-iisip din ako kung ano ba, meron na bang mas ikaka-nice pa sa pagsabi niya na umupo ka sa gitna kasi hindi pumapantay yung gulong or what, ganyan. Alam mo yun? So, I don't mind kasi I understand, di ba? I understand ganyan. Di ba? Conscious naman ako dun sa mga bagay na ganun. Pero, kuya, okay ka lang. Pwedeng chill. So, ayun.
Have you experienced... So, ayun. Sorry. Have you experienced anything na... Halimbawa, you're commuting and you're beside a woman na ang haba-haba ng buhok niya.
Oo naman.
She doesn't matter. Kasi she doesn't matter na nililipad yung buhok niya papunta sa mukha mo, lasang cream silk, ganun. Diba? Nangigigil ako. Alam mo ba, there's this one time na alam ko naka-uniform pa ako na school uniform pa ako noon.
Uh-uh.
So there's this one time na bumiyahe ako. That's from Pineda going to Shaw.
Mm-mm.
And then, ang nangyari, si Ate Girl, di ba alam mo naman yung mga jeep doon, tsaka paahon yun eh. So, yung mga jeep doon, lasang-las ako talaga, te, cream silk pink, o oh, cream silk pink. So, nangyari siya, tumigil siya. Hindi niya, wala siyang pakialam. Hindi niya talaga hinahawakan yung hair niya or something. You know what I did? I actually put her hair. Sabi ko, aray, ako pa yung umaray. Kasi totoo, masakit na tum... Alam mo yung buhok kapag madami sila and then hinampas mo sa skin mo, di ba masakit? Ganun. Ako talaga yung umaray tapos sabay yung kilo sa buhok niya, aray. It's really funny.
Ako naman, never... Ako naman nakaka-experience naman ako dyan. Pero ako kasi, siguro kasi dahil mahaba din kasi yung buhok ko. So, I understand. So, ako na lang yung nag-a-adjust. Bahala sila. Pero, ang na-experience ko talaga before is, ano din tayo, during college. So, sa Parklea, pila-pila. Eh, din nung nakaalam na kami, dumaandar na, eh, walang traffic masyado. So, ang bilis nung takbo nung ano, nung jeep, right? Tapos, itong katabi kong kuya, dumura.
Ew!
So, nung dumura siya, syempre, hitangin. Ano yung pisngi ko, nanggigigil ako eh. Tapos, edi sabi ko, edi hindi ako nagsalita, di ba? Tapos, nakita nung classmate ko, tapos binigyan niya ako ng alcohol, ganyan-ganyan. Tapos, kinawento ko sa kanya, she thought na, law, ay, pawis yung umano sa akin. Sabi ko, bakla, no, it's laway.
As in, yung isang bulto ng laway?
Sigo, hindi naman. Pero, tawag dito, paano ko ba i-explain? Basta natatagalan ako ng laway niya. Laway talaga.
Kakadiri naman si Kuya.
Ganun siya eh. Feel na feel mo eh. May plema eh. Diba?
Kuya, nakakadiri ka kuya ha.
True. Si Pao nga, diba? So, si Pao, nakaangkas na sa may motor ng boyfriend niya. Tapos, yung helmet niya ka. So, diba naka-helmet siya ganyan? Siguro nakataas yung clear part. Diba? Yung sa may face. Siguro nakataas siya ganyan. Tapos, nag-hiccup ata siya. Nag-hiccup or what. Tapos, mayroon daw truck driver na dumura.
And then?
Tapos, sumot sa bibig niya yung laway.
Oh my God, I'm literally cringing right now.
Oh my God, totoo. Tapos, okay na. Tapos, sabi nila ko, like, anong ginawa mo? Siyempre, umiyak ako. Ano pa nga magagawin niya?
Oh my God, hindi ko talaga kinaya. Lord, ayoko na. Buti hindi pa uso yung COVID nun.
Oo, te. Oo nga, no? Oo nga, no?
Oh my God, I cannot. I mean, oh my God, I'm still kidding.
Hindi mo pala alam yung kwento na yun.
Hindi ako maarte, I mean, hindi ako maarte yung ganito.
Pero kahit sino naman siguro, te, laway yun, di ba? Nakakainis nga eh. So much for tonight.
Correct. Well, basically, yun lang naman yung available na transportation that we have here sa Philip. Pedicab. We have pedicab. Have you rode a pedicab?
Oh naman. So much for tonight.
I know, right? And, ayun guys, so, I hope natuwa naman kayo
sa mga stories namin.
The personal experience namin when it comes to commuting.
Nasaan kami dinala ng mga pagka-commute namin.
Correct.
Yun.
So, ayun guys, just be safe these days. I know we're still under GCQ or ECQ.
Yeah.
Hindi natin alam. Or MECQ, kung ano pa man yan. Basta may naka-quarantine tayo. Please be careful and mindful always. Wear mask when you're going out or face shields. Importante yan. Always bring alcohol. At least kapag hindi ka available maghugas ng hands, you bring alcohol with you. If meron kang gloves, go. Sige, wear tayo ng gloves. Just to be safe and para hindi tayo makalunok ng kung kani-kaninong laway, ha?
Yes, yes. That's true. So, Pao, if you're listening, Pao, because I always see that you're liking our post for our podcast. So, if you're listening, Pao, ha? Huwag tayo nga sarap-sarap na nabibigay. Para hindi tayo nakakalunok ng ibang laway na tao.
Nagigigil ako, ayoko na.
So, eto na naman tayo. We've been talking for almost 2 hours.
of course. And this is the saddest part that we have to end it.
Yeah.
But on a good note, of course, guys, please tune in for our next episode. And of course, it will be uploaded next Saturday.
Yeah. So we upload every Saturday again. There's no specific time because I edit on the same day.
Daig mo pa yung mga photographer sa akin. Same day.
Oo nga, no? So, yun po. So, I edit on the same day. It's uploaded every Saturday. Don't forget to follow us on our Twitter. Our Twitter account is at WeWonderPod.
Alam mo na.
So, that's WeWonderPod. So, if you have any comments or suggestions, you can tweet about it through our Twitter account. And don't forget to follow us as well on Twitter and Spotify so that you will be updated whenever we upload. And our podcast is available on two platforms, in Anchor and in Spotify as well. What else did I miss out? Don't forget to like and subscribe.
Oh nga, guys, kapag may gusto kayong topic, please comment down below.
Comment down below.
Kagabi pa tong comment
true,
down below.
True. So, don't forget to comment down below. So, ayun siya. So, it's been a very fun night. It's been a... No, it's not been a while. I actually like this kind of... this topics, right? Where you just sit down and share experiences and stories.
Correct. And doon lang tayo sa ano. Sa true. Sa true lang tayo.
Sa true lang tayo. True. Sa true lang tayo. Anyways, we'll try to give you more content. We're always thinking what to do and what topic to discuss. We're actually running out of ideas. So, it would be great if we would have any suggestions, right? So there's that. So again, thank you for listening and for staying with us tonight. Again, this is Michaela.
And this is Waki.
And have a great night. Bye.
Good night. Good night. Bye.
Bye. Annyeong.